I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a story by Eileen Mitchell about dog paintings. Not paintings of dogs, paintings by dogs. Shelter dogs' paintings lead to Animal Paws for Love auction. These dog paintings won't ever hang in museums like the Louvre or the De Young, but to many, the works of art are far more meaningful than any Last Supper or Mona Lisa. Bear in mind, these aren't paintings of dogs, but by dogs. The animal artwork is the brainchild of Sonoma County artist Ellen Boone, who wanted to find a way to help support local shelters. I wanted to do more to help these animals who had no voice, caught in a desperate and often tragic situation through no fault of their own, Boone says. My own dogs were the inspiration for Paws for Love. When they ran all over a painting I was working on and ran through the house, colorful paw prints behind. I like to think they were simply showing me the way. And so, equipped with a big tarp and canvas, artist papers, and a little non-toxic poster paint, and lots of patience, Boone started painting with dogs that were up for adoption. In a quiet room at the shelter, first she would get to know each dog, whisper sweet nothings, give ear rubs, and slip a few treats to help the frightened dog relax. Then, when she felt the dog was comfortable, she dipped his paws or tail into the paint and gently coaxed the animal onto the tarp to play and create. Eventually, she amassed more than 35 paintings. In 2000, with the help from local donors and sponsors, Boone launched the first Paws for Love auction, sale, and exhibit featuring the canine art. To her surprise and delight, more than 400 people came, and every painting, ranging from $40 to $125, was snatched up within the first 45 minutes. The event was such a success, it became an annual event, and it raised more than $500,000 for shelter and rescue animals in the North Bay and beyond. In 2007, the Paws for Love Foundation was established as a nonprofit. While the fundraiser has evolved into an upscale soiree featuring live and silent auctions, award-winning wines, and celebrity donations, the art gallery remains the anticipated heart of the event. Each colorful painting mirrors the dog's personality, be it a bold abstract paw print, a curious nose smudge, or a sweeping smear of a happy tail. Sometimes Boone will add an object like a leaf or dog tag to enhance the painting. Some dogs need more encouragement, she says, but once they realize there was someone they can trust, they become playful. Some have issues with their paws being touched, others prefer you avoid their hind end, especially if they've been injured or abused. That's why it's important to get to know the dogs first, and let them lead the way. Of the 1,200 dogs Boone has worked with over the past 16 years, not one has ever resisted. It may take up to an hour, but I always get a painting, she says. She recalls one little spaniel that simply sat on the canvas. When she got up, it was a perfect heart shape. Each matted framed painting is titled and accompanied with the dog's photo and biography. A certificate of authenticity is affixed to the back. Prices are determined by size, which range from 5x7 to 11x14. A little red heart next to the title indicates that the painting is sold, and a green paw print means that the artist is still up for adoption. Boone says the most important thing she has learned from painting with shelter dogs is hope. After all these dogs have been through, the fact that they're willing to forgive humans in spite of what someone else has done to them is extraordinary, she says. They overcome their fear, their grief, and still come back to us looking for love. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.